The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air Saturday, December 28th. I'm Danny Clayton looking over there at Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
How are you?
Good. Holiday good?
Holiday was uneventful, and to me, that is good.
Did you host?
Yep. We always do Christmas Eve. And we just sort of have people coming and going at any given time. And one of my guests brought a wonderful cocktail recipe and the ingredients called a poinsettia, which is Prosecco, vodka, and cranberry juice.
Okay, the key part of that story was she brought both the recipe and the ingredients.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's it taste like?
A poinsettia. No, it tasted very Christmassy. Yeah. She even had sprigs of rosemary to put in the drink.
Does it make people dance?
Yeah, and it was in the Moscow Mule type copper type.
Ah, okay.
And so she brought her own glassware as well. So
okay.
Yeah, life was good. So that was fun. And yeah, pretty much that was it. Just getting a lot of stuff cleaned up after the holiday. I love reading predictions. I love reading what the travel writers, and my goodness, there are thousands of them out there, are predicting for trends in 2020.
What I really like are the experts that predicted something for 2019 to then come clean at the end of 2019.
Say, yeah, that didn't happen.
And so, yeah, and so, you know, so I work in the financial field at Annex Wealth Management. And so a lot of these doom and gloomers that we're talking about 2019 are now have to eat a little bit of crow. But, you know, the cautious optimism for next year or the, you know, depending upon what's going on. So what are the trends for 2020?
I'm so glad you asked. Well, what do you know the term FOMO?
Yes, fear of missing out.
Okay, so this year, the people that are in the know say it's going to be travel at slow-mo.
Mm.
Many, many people for years, starting way back when during the Grand Tour, when somebody was going to ascend to royalty before their training was over, they did a Grand Tour of Europe. And sometimes when we do those spectacular tours where if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium kind of a thing. People used to think, I'm going to Europe and I'm going to fit as much as I possibly can in that trip. It's not like that anymore. People want immersion experiences. They want to delve into a country or a destination wholeheartedly and for as long as they can.
Weren't you finding some evidence that millennials want the experience but almost want a bunch of other things,
like
right?
Little bullet points.
Yeah, did that. That's the opposite of slow-mo.
Well,
right?
It would be, except that they're doing the time they're dedicating to a particular destination. They want 100% immersion in that culture. They don't want to stay in a chain hotel. They want to stay in a boutique of some sort. They don't want to get on one of the hop on hop off buses. They want a local guide, and they'll pay for it to take them around and show them the back part, the streets you don't see on the hop on hop off, that kind of a thing.
So what do you think?
And I'm all about that. I mean, you know, we've had some people that were considering the Norway trip that you're doing in July and said,
You and I are doing.
And they said, it's too focused because you're not doing all of Scandinavia, but that's okay because it's not going to be our one and only chance to see Scandinavia anymore. And I know some of you are saying, wait a minute, Rose, I'm 75 years old. I got to pack in as much as possible. And there are tours for you like that or itineraries for you like that as well. But we're seeing people are saying, this isn't going to be a once in a lifetime trip. Mm. I'm going to be going to Europe a lot.
Got it. Well, for any of our Norwegian trip passengers who are listening, I will provide lack of focus on this trip. So it'll be just fine. We're going to take a break. Going to be back. Let's get going. 855-616-1620. That's our number. 855-616-1620. Pretty new. It's the new version of the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
I'm John Murray.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
916 at WTMJ, 36 degrees. WTMJ 5-day forecast. All right, listen to me here. I'm talking to Rose. Showers developing by the afternoon, areas of fog and 43. I've been reading this forecast all morning, and you don't appear to have paid attention.
I was paying attention. I thought you told me it was going to rain tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Rain, fog likely tonight. It's going to be windy. Few storms are possible. Overnight, 42. So we've established rain for this afternoon and tonight. Rose, you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. Tomorrow, rain likely, especially in the morning, high 55. 3 for 3. Monday, chance for rain, snow mix, 38. Tuesday, slight chance for some snow showers in 32. And Wednesday, partly cloudy in 38. It's 36 degrees at WTMJ. I have a little tiny weather app that I swear by. I love.
Is it better than Brian Nanansky?
Oh, he's solid. But this is like to the second. It's called Dark Sky. Two professional photographers that I knew use this thing because they need conditions when they're outside. They need to know what it is. According to this thing, it's going to rain, possible light rain starting in 40 minutes. That's for where we're at right here over on the east side.
Okay. Well, right. I don't want it to rain at all. So what do I get?
I'll get a different app then. Let's go to Brownsville. Hey, Lori.
Good morning.
Morning.
As in Brownsville, Texas?
As in Brownsville Station?
No, Brownsville, about 10 miles south of Fond du Lac.
Oh, okay.
So, Rose, my husband and I are considering a trip to Alaska to celebrate his retirement this summer.
Yay.
And we are considering your trip in June. And I was wondering, like in the past, I had heard maybe August was a better time to go to Alaska versus June. So I just wondered if you could speak to that and then maybe highlight a few parts of your June trip.
Okay. So we basically have 8 or 9 groups. I think we're up to 9 groups now that are going June, July, and August. And it is absolutely a crapshoot when it comes to the weather. It's like trying to predict winter in Wisconsin. It snowed on Halloween, which just never happens. When we've been there in the past, I've actually had snow in Denali in August, which is not a great thing, except for the fact that it was so light that it didn't impact our travel. But so we will go June, July, and August. It's as simple as that. I switch between June and August every year on the itinerary that you're looking at, which is 6 nights on land, which I think is the perfect amount. So it's 2 nights in Fairbanks, and then we go down to Denali, where we're actually in Denali for 2 nights. We're 1 night in Anchorage. Probably people who look at that itinerary say you could give it a little bit more, but the beautiful thing about it is we arrive on a Friday, and the next day, Saturday, they have a weekend market that goes on in a very walkable distance from where we stay, and that's a very fun thing to do, and I like it. And to me, it's the biggest city, and it's kind of metropolitan, and after you take a trolley ride and learn about the earthquake, it's time to move on. Then we go down to Seward, which is a marine sanctuary on Resurrection Bay. Love it. Would live there probably if I moved to Alaska. And then we get on our 7-night cruise where we do Haines, Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, Glacier Bay, and then we come home. So I think it's the perfect itinerary. I've done it 10 times, and I feel like we've got it down to a science.
Well, I have to tell you that I've been listening to you on the radio for years, and one of the things on my bucket list was to go on a trip that you hosted. So,
well, I hope you can accomplish that. I know we're getting to the end, but I did see a recap of what was left for Alaska, and I can now bring this up. We definitely have space on a few of our Alaska departures. We've been promoting them since end of August, and so if you are interested, make sure that you make that a priority for 2020.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Hope to see you in Alaska.
All right. Thank you, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Let's head to one sec. The phones are goofy. Can you put them on hold real quick? All right. All right. Thank you. Well, how good Sean is. Let's go to Cindy in Waukesha. Hey, Cindy.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
So we are a group of family to Seattle for a couple days and then do maybe 4 or 5 days outside of that, but within the area. And seeing as there's two families, there's a lot of different opinions on things floating around on what to do. So I didn't know if Rose had any other ideas. We talked about Olympic National Park. We even talked about renting a van and going to Glacier or going down south to the Pacific or the, sorry, Columbia River Gorge. So there's a lot of different things floating around outside of Seattle, but still within that area.
Okay, so you kind of broke up at the beginning. So how many days actually going to be in Seattle?
A week, 10 days at the most.
Okay, so you could actually, and then you want to include the travel outside of Seattle in that week to 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you have to do first is look at all the things that you want to do in Seattle, prioritize them, and try to make a timeline for how long it's going to take to see everything you want to see in Seattle. Seattle is an amazingly gorgeous city, as I'm sure you've learned as you started researching.
Yes.
Pike's mm-hmm. Place Market, you cannot miss that. That is absolutely outstanding. A lot of people go to the Space Needle. The Museum of Flight, for those people who are very much into aviation and all of that, that is an outstanding place to visit. I know I have lots of friends who go there who are baseball fans and they want to go see Safeco Field. So that's something to do. Mm-hmm. So take a look at all the things that you want to do while you're there. Figure out how many days that's going to take. And then you have to determine drive time to the various places that you've mentioned. The national parks, the state parks, and all that kind of thing are very accessible. But look at the mileage and find out how many hours it's going to take to get to those. And then what is it that you want to do when you're there and how much time do you have to devote to that?
Okay.
So it's a little tricky. Yeah, it's a little tricky to answer for sure because I don't exactly know, you know, what kind of timeline we're looking at. But that's what I'm talking about. Figure it out with regard to Seattle. And, you know, the other thing you could do is you could do Seattle on the end of the trip. Some people choose to do that as well because they have that safety factor of, all right, now we're back where we started. And if anything goes wrong and we have to bring the car back and all that kind of stuff, we're right here.
We good.
We're good.
Right. Cindy, thank you. Going to break 923 Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray, WTM. MJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
926 at WTMJ, 36 degrees, Fox World Travel Show on the air. Thank you for listening. AM, we're on FM, we're on HD, we're streaming. We'd like to say hello to British Columbia listening today.
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So you can listen everywhere. I listen to the show when I have fill-ins and I'm traveling in Europe. I can listen to the show. Now, the time's wacky, but I can do it.
I found because the station is so powerful, if you just clench your teeth really hard, you can get the station. So I would suggest that. Let's go to the Menominee Falls. Hey, Jane.
Good morning. I have a quick question for Rose, and I know that this is hard to predict, but we are planning a trip to Paris in June. Just wondering, with the recent unrest, if it will be safe, if public transportation will be available. Any thoughts?
Oh, that's right. There's stuff going there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, looking into my... Always do this. Continue to monitor the government's assessment, the U.S. government's assessment of the level of security needed in Paris by going to travel.state.gov. If they heighten the level, and it goes now by numbers, it used to be a color scheme and now it's a number scheme, and it gets to a level where you read what they're predicting or what they've escalated it to and you don't feel comfortable with that, certainly that's your comfort zone. That's your choice. It's in a good spot right now. It's be vigilant, which we always are. You feel uncomfortable about the public transportation in Paris once you have it under control is very easy to get around. It's the point of being in those stations, looking at those maps, figuring out where you're going and what train you're taking, then it's pretty easy. If you get to a point where you don't even want to mess around with that kind of stuff, you can always hire private cars and drivers. Now, that's not always the easiest thing to do while you're there, so you may want to make that determination prior to departure and have day trips planned for you with a driver. But getting to the Louvre or getting to the Eiffel Tower or getting to any of those places is absolutely super duper easy. Their metro underground is very, very, you can figure it out, put it that way. So keep watching, keep watching the website travel.state.gov for updates on the levels, and then make a determination whether you want to use public transportation or you just as soon use a private driver.
Okay, cool.
Okay, super. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's head to, hey, Hugh, we got about a minute for you. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Real quick, we've been thinking of traveling to Mexico in March. My wife, she's reading a novel, Acapulco, and then she falls in love with the city of Acapulco. And I keep telling her I've been hearing a lot of bad things about that city with drug wars and so on and so forth. Is it safe to go to Acapulco?
Well, here's the thing. Of all of the cities that we could possibly recommend for a warm weather getaway in Mexico, that would be on the list of cautionary places. Many years ago, that was where our good friend Liz Taylor and Richard Burton loved to hang out, and it gained a great deal of notoriety. However, as you said, there have been a lot of things going on, violence, drug wars, that have hurt them immensely. For your first go around, I may consider, I would probably shy away.
Thank you. How's Guadalajara?
It's an internal city, and again, you have to kind of watch your rankings on it right now. But my friends who go to Mexico at least twice a year love, love, love Guadalajara. They don't always have to go to the tourist places, and they just love meeting the people and eating local cuisine, and they don't have a problem with it. But just
I was
like,
really just trying to set you up for the Steely Dan lyric.
Oh,
yeah. Oh no, Guadalajara won't do. Well, all right, and with that, let's do news. Nine. Yeah. Come on, you with me?
I'm with you now.
All right.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Okay, I haven't confirmed this, but I did get a text that Holly at 94 on the off-ramp. So Holly at the off-ramp flooded. Looks like a water main break. So you can't exit on Holly Road at all. So I don't know if that's eastbound or westbound. Eastbound, yeah. Yeah, okay. So we'll confirm that, but just a quick tip in case you're heading to that area. Let's head to Portage. That's where Jeff is. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Got a question. We're looking at doing a river cruise on the Mississippi and just wondering if Rose has any recommendations.
So are you, do you have a particular cruise line in mind?
I just looked online and like, I saw American. That's really all I saw, so yeah. I'm not really sure what.
There's a couple of good ones. American Queen is good. And then you also have to kind of look at your itinerary. They typically do either the upper Mississippi, which I think would be between St. Paul and St. Louis, or the lower Mississippi, which is typically maybe you start Memphis or something and go down to Louisiana. Or you can do them in conjunction with one another and do the whole entire thing. I think the reason that they haven't caught on as quickly as we would like is a couple things. First of all, there have been so many companies within the last two decades who have tried it and gone bankrupt. And then what ends up happening, of course, you're going to buy travel insurance, right, Jeff? Because you listen to the show and know you need to buy travel insurance. You've got your
just
money back.
I just used it recently.
Yay! But so you've got your money back, but you don't have the experience. Yes. So then that's a disappointment. The other thing is, I think when people see the cost of them, they think, wait a minute. I could go to Europe and do the Danube for that much, because these are relatively expensive propositions. I ran into the most interesting person a couple of, it was almost a year ago, I think now. I was at the Northwestern Mutual travel fair that we were doing in conjunction with our business travel division. And this particular person has been on these about, I don't know, 7, 9, or 11 times, something crazy like that. And she just said, why don't you talk about it more and why don't you sell more? So if she's listening, she could call in. But it's a great, great way to relax and see that part of the country. I just don't think it's caught on yet. It will, but it just hasn't caught on yet.
Okay. All right.
You know, you gotta like banjo music and southern accents, I think is what the whole thing is. But it sounds fun to me. I mean, when I'm 80 and I retire, I'm gonna do that.
Banjos.
Yeah, because it's, you know, that riverboat music, right?
Yeah.
You know, in a Dixie style type music.
It's like Shakey's on water.
That's what I'm thinking. Like I'm picturing a guy with garters around his upper arm and a straw hat and a banjo. And they also have wonderful entertainment, according to...
And that's your retirement goal. May I suggest you go to Annex Wealth Management? We can get a different plan for
you.
All right. Okay. All right. Rose Gray, Fox World Travel Show. Give us a buzz. 855.
Oh, my gosh. How many times have you done that today, really?
3.
Okay.
855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line to WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943 at WTMJ. WTMJ 5-day forecast. Showers developing. Areas of fog 43. Rain, fog likely tonight. Going to be windy. Few storms possible down to 42. That's it. And tomorrow, rain's likely, especially in the morning with a high of 55. Monday, chance for rain, snow 38. Tuesday, slight chance for some snow showers and 32. That's New Year's Eve. What time are we arriving at your house, by the way?
Yeah, exactly.
Wednesday.
Well, don't come past 10. I'll be sleeping.
Okay. Hey, Rose, wake up. Happy New Year. Partly cloudy and 38 on Wednesday. It's 35 degrees at WTMJ. Let's go to Cedarburg. That's where Leanne is. Hey, Leanne.
Hello.
Leanne, are you my friend?
I am your friend about the American Queen Steamboat Company. I'm a huge fan.
Okay, so, I'm so sorry I forgot your name. I wrote it down. I'll never forget again. So tell our friend Jeff what you love about Mississippi River cruising.
Oh, well, I've just finished my 38th cruise on the river.
And
I've done 16 with a new company. As you said, there's been lots of owners through the years. But this new company bought the boats in 2012, and they've been really stable. They're growing. So I do not like banjo music. I'll put that out there.
So I'm being very stereotypical, aren't I?
A little bit. But that's okay. But the routes, they have wonderful music. I think they have about 15 professional musicians on the boats. So if you love music, there's Dixieland music. They have a show with four entertainers who are just fantastic. They have a band. They have at night a piano player. They have two guys in the back of the boat playing, you know, rock and roll at night. So it's a great way to see America.
And what about the cuisine?
It's good. It's really good. The best part, they have free wine and beer at dinner.
That's definitely the best part.
That is the best part. You know, it's American food. They try to do regional when they're, you know, in the different areas.
Yep.
So
good.
Most of the routes are Memphis to New Orleans and then New Orleans to Memphis, but they do work their way up and go on the upper Mississippi from St. Louis to Red Wing, Minnesota.
Liam, 38 cruises?
I know.
You could have bought your own boat by now.
You just like being taken care of, right? You don't want to mess around with having a boat. All right. Well, that is great information. Jeff, I hope you're still listening because that is wonderful. Thank you, Leanne. I'll never forget your name again.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And then here's the other fun thing. I just got a text from the manager of the Sheboygan office who told me that we have an employee in our Appleton office by the name of Nick, and he used to work for that American cruise company.
He's the one that wears a straw hat all the time.
And plays the banjo and wears the garters. But so there you have it, Jeff. Wow. More information about Mississippi River cruises than maybe most listeners want. But hey, there you have it.
All right. We aim to please. Let's go to Oconomowoc. Hey, Jill.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, we're going to the Grand Canyon, or we want to go to the Grand Canyon in March. And I'm curious if you know anything about the train ride that goes from Williams up to the canyon.
I do. Does it run? Do you know when it starts running? That's my question. Did you look if it was operating?
There is operation in March.
Okay, perfect. So if you had asked me this question 2 years ago, I would not have had anybody that had ever given me any feedback on the train. Since then, I have had a family that had children at the time that were 8 and 6, and I have had a retired solo female traveler do it. They both came back and said it was incredible. They did not regret it. They're glad they did it, and they are so glad they all got to experience it together, and one person wasn't the driver who didn't have the same experience everyone else did.
Oh, good. And then do you know when you get there, do you pretty much need to get on a tour bus to see the canyon, or
well,
is there enough?
That's what they did. Both of the people that I'm referring to had it all set up so that there was a tour included. One did just the south rim, I want to say, and the other one did a very, very comprehensive situation. Now, I also talked to somebody who hasn't done it yet, but they're doing it in the more summertime, and they're somehow or another using that, and then they're going to go stay at Phantom Ranch at the bottom of the canyon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. No, but the two people that I have firsthand information from said they are super glad they did it, and they would recommend it highly.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, let's take a break. Going to be back. I almost
said
it. That didn't count. I just said 855-616-1620. Give us a buzz. Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Here's Rose.
Sean's
retired.
A funny guy.
Listen to the banjo music playing Mumbly Peg.
What? Mumbly Peg?
You know what Mumbly Peg is,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. Is that a southern thing, too?
Do you know what it is?
No. Is it a game?
It was a game involving a knife.
Ew. Is, right? Was that on Deliverance?
No.
Okay.
That was different. All right. Our number. 855-616-1620. That is the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text line. Text question, we're going to Panama in January. I'm wondering about the electricity there. Do I need an adapter?
It's 110, just 110. Like the U.S.
Yep. So, and from what I've read is make sure at least you have an adapter that has a grounded outlet, because you will sometimes find the three prongs.
And what is the number one thing that burns out no matter what? The dreaded curling iron.
Right.
So Danny doesn't have to worry about that. And
this curling iron you speak of, I know not of these things. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I should mention that one of the things that our group department is so busy doing at this time of the year, because they think, oh, nobody travels, you must all take off and that kind of thing. We're getting ready for 2021. We're going to be launching some 2021 trips very, very soon. And you say, what? How can that be? Listen, folks, it's 2020 in 3 days. So, yeah, we've got our 2020 stuff up on our website. So if you check that out, you will be able to find out what's still out there. You're looking to go to a river cruise. Somebody gave you a very generous gift of travel in the form of a Fox World Travel gift certificate, and you want to use it. All of that can be found on our website under our groups tab. Things like river cruises and Ireland trips and all kinds of fabulous things. But we're thinking toward 2020. We have to work on our contracts with our various travel partners, and we're doing that as we speak. Now, without giving away too terribly much, there may be an opportunity for you to travel with me to someplace I have only dreamt of and never been to. Not saying where. The other thing is, Danny's trip to Norway sold out.
Danny and Rose's
trip to Norway sold out so incredibly quickly that we definitely have something exciting happening in 2021 with Danny and Suzanne and Rose as well.
You're in too?
I'm in too. I'm not. After, are you kidding? We're going to have so much fun on this Norway trip. I'm not ever missing out again.
All right.
I know.
All right. Good. And Tom Faces thing in March. What do you hear about that?
Yeah, we were selling out.
We were there's like just a couple, right?
There's just a couple spaces there. But always what I tell people is, even if you see a limited space or even if you see sold out on a particular trip, I would always give one of our offices a call and find out, is that accurate? You never know. I mean, this is a manual process. Somebody has to go in there and actually put the sold out sticker on the trip icon or pull it off. And if they haven't done that, there could be space available. So for those people who are seeing something that sort of trips their trigger and looks like something they want to do in 2020 when they do slow-mo travel.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Text. More of a text comment. I can't believe Rose didn't know what Mumbly Peg is because she never read a Tom Sawyer book.
I guess I did. So are you throwing it at the knife at a target or something?
The term Mumbly Peg comes from the practice of putting a peg about 2 or 3 inches into the ground. The loser of the game had to take it out with his teeth. Mark Twain's book, Tom Sawyer Detective, recounts Mumbly Peg as one of the boys' favorite outdoor games. I don't know why that stuck in my head, but yeah, Mumbly Peg.
And then if that doesn't work, get some jarts. You could do it with that as well.
Right. There's your classic.
It all sounds so safe.
That's right. Let's go to Plymouth. That's where Debbie is. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
We're going to Fiji, and I had some questions. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have. I adore Fiji. When people think of Tahiti and then they find out how much it is or are looking for alternatives, I always mention Fiji because the people are so incredibly friendly. It's contagious. So you will be in a good mood all the time because the people are so happy. And I've done both. I've stayed in town and I've also stayed in an over the water bungalow for a whopping 2 whole nights.
Well, we are going to take the cruise on the Live Aboard.
Okay, perfect.
And just was curious, is the U.S. currency good there, or must we get their currency?
They'll take it. Now, how much time are you actually going to be on land? Is it mostly for excursions that they've pre-planned or you've pre-booked, or is it for days and days on your own?
Both. We're going to spend a week on the boat and then 5 days on our own.
Yeah. Typically, they will take U.S. currency there because there are so many U.S. visitors that come there. Credit cards are widely accepted. So anything that you would do that would be more than a bottle of water or a stick of gum that you would, want to pay cash for, you can put on your credit card. So meals and shopping and all those kinds of things. But you are going to find local craftsmen who possibly are going to want currency. And then also, depending on the resort that you're staying at, you may actually be able to change at the front desk as well.
Okay.
Just in little amounts.
Can you do it at the airport in Fiji or not?
You can. You absolutely can. And if you're not in a great big gigantic hurry and you want to go ahead.
No, we're not.
Yep. And you've got time to go to the currency exchange. Absolutely a good idea to have a little bit.
Okay.
And then because you've got time, you can also get it at your local bank. They will get you Fijian dollars, or you can also go online. There's a company called Travelex. Now, don't be confused because they also do sell travel insurance, but they have a division of their company that will do currency and they will ship it to your home.
Okay. What about plugins for, you were just talking about that before.
You do. Yep, you need a converter. Absolutely.
That's what I needed to know.
Yep. So when you go to the store, you are online, just say that part of the world, and then they'll tell you which type converter you need.
Super. Hey, great. Well, thank you very much.
And get ready for them to all be greeting you, Bula, which they're just saying with a big smile on their face and means hello.
See, look at that. Debbie's going to Fiji.
Lucky Debbie.
You are going to be listening to banjo music playing Mumbly Peg.
Yeah. Poor me.
Poor me. What is your next trip before?
So I don't have anything. I'm going in end of January, beginning of February. I'm going to go to a golf tournament in Arizona that I've always wanted to go to. And I probably mentioned maybe 1 or 2 times on the air. When I found the really good deal to Costa Rica, I decided to take my whole family.
Good job.
So in March, we're all going to Costa Rica.
All right. Fox World Travel is your partner, is your destination. Go to the website or call them. It'll be open in a couple of minutes. There you go. Thank you, Rose.
Hey, happy new year. See you in the next decade.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.